And welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's Friday. It is time for our weekly Moment in Sound. This week, we welcome Mark Petrichich on the buy-in. You can see him in concert tonight at the National Music Museum in Vermilion at 7 p.m. Central Time. Also, a preview show at the Munster University Center in the Pitt Lounge. That's at USD here in Vermilion. And that's going to begin just after noon Central Time. So if you're in Vermilion, go over and get your seat. Take a listen here, and then he'll be there just in a few. Mark Petrichich, welcome to In the Moment.
Thanks very much.
All right, so I've been saying the buy-in, and I'm guessing many of our listeners need to be told, because they can't see it on the radio, what this instrument is.
Well, it's just a button accordion, but it's a little more complex instrument, because the left hand, where you have the usual bass and chord, can be separated into some single note chords as well. So for example, this chord you can do, and then you can do some runs with the single notes, which enables you to play some polyphonic and classical music.
Right. And you've been playing this since childhood, right? Is this your first instrument that you picked up?
Yes, I I have played the piano accordion with the regular keys since I was 7, and then I picked this one up when I was 13.
Why that instrument? Why were you drawn to that?
That's a good question. I grew up in Serbia or Yugoslavia at that time, and there was a lot of people that played this instrument. And in the mid-80s, it became really popular to play these instruments because they were a little bit more capable of playing various music genres and more complex music, and as kids, we were all drawn to more possibilities.
And now organ, a world-class organist as well. And when did you transition then from the buy-in to the organ?
Well, I have played the piano when I was a child as well, and I always enjoyed the organ music, which I played on the buy-in, and some of this I will do this evening as well. And when I came to this country, my first stop actually was Aberdeen, that's in this very state, as a high school student. And after that, I went to Detroit to study this instrument with one of the very famous teachers. But also at Wayne State University, where I studied, I met a wonderful organ professor, and that sparked my interest into studying organ as well. So I ended up getting my organ degrees, and I'm an organist, but I still kept my passion for this instrument, and I frequently perform combinations of both.
So in the Yugoslavia of your childhood, what kind of music were you hearing from this instrument? Were you hearing classical music? Were you hearing faith-based music, folk music? What was on the air?
Yes, that's a really good question. I mostly played classical music, as did many of my colleagues in these schools that were, in the cities and things like that. But there's also a very vibrant folk music scene, of course, because it's mostly a folk instrument. And I did some of that when I came to Indiana to study for my graduate school. I met a violinist from France, and we have a duo that we perform sometimes called Gypsy Moods. But he lives in Paris. I live in Indianapolis. Everybody has children. It's hard to maintain this schedule.
All right. Let's hear something. Tell us what you're going to play for us first.
Okay. I'll do a little excerpt of one of the pieces that I'll do this evening. So it is an organ piece. It's a fugue from the Prelude and Fugue for Organ by J.S. Bach, in A minor 543. It works really nicely on this instrument. So I'll just play a part of the fugue to give a preview for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you're just tuning in, that is Marco Patricich. We're Moment in Sound on In the Moment this Friday, South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Bach is my favorite, and that just feels like a miracle to even be able to play that, to have him write that. I can't not articulate to you why I love Bach so much. How do you respond to him and his work?
Well, I came to him through the accordion and played a lot of pieces like this, which were mostly free works, so not the chorale-based works, because it's a little easier to fit all the polyphonic voices into the into the bayan, into the accordion. And then once I started playing the organ, I went to Leipzig, to Germany, played on some of those original organs and some of this music, and then I gained a more thorough understanding of how the specific music works for a specific instrument. But still, some of the pieces like this one that have certain lyrical qualities can work very well in this instrument.
So how old, not this particular instrument, but the instrument in general, how old is the bayan? How long has it been around?
So the bayan has been invented as an idea in 1870, a little bit later than the accordion, which was patented in like 1822. So more recent than the organ, much more.
So and then how old is the organ?
Well, you know, some of the first organs were invented during the Roman times. The hydrol is this water organ, you know, instrument. But the organs that we kind of know and love, most of them were built like in the later Renaissance and early Baroque periods, at least the ones that we, you know, enjoy listening to.
So remind me when Bach lived and tell me, is he writing for this instrument?
Yeah, so no, he had no idea about this instrument, unfortunately, because, yeah, it wasn't, he was about 200 years short of that.
Right, got it.
But Mendelssohn didn't know about it, so that's interesting.
All right, interesting. Mm-hmm. This particular instrument, tell me, do you have more than one? How did you come to this one?
No, this is the one that I have. I bought it in Italy in 1988, and my parents and I, we had a little family trip there and picked up the instrument. It took them almost a year to build it because all the reeds are handcrafted. It's a very finely done, nicely done instrument. And so we just went there to this little town called Castelfidardo that's on the east coast of Italy, and they have a bunch of accordion factories there. It's a fun little place.
So tell me what it looks like on the inside then. What's making the magic happen there?
It's a reed. It's a free reed instrument. So you have various reed blocks on both sides. So you have about five blocks in your right hand side here, and then you have four blocks on the left hand side. So it's just full of these little reed blocks that then, of course, vibrate once you depress the button in this case, and you push or pull the bellows. There's the air, and then you have the sound, which can be very low, or it could also be very high. And so how that's done is basically by the vibration of the reed. The low sound has this little lead weight that kind of slows down the vibration so you can get to the low E. And then the smaller ones vibrate much faster, and they're made to be much smaller, kind of like much like the pipe organ. And I enjoy this because when it gets so tiny, it can't go any higher than it breaks back. Just like on the organ.
So are you teaching students at university level to play this now and to play organ? You see students who come up and who want to master this,
Well, of course, I picked the two instruments that are the most popular in the world to play. So obviously, it's not easy to find the students. But I have some organ student. I have one who is a senior graduating now. I have many students who are taking this as an elective. I had a few bayan students, some even Americans, that grew up with their parents or grandparents playing. And I had one who came all the way from Serbia. He lived in Germany, and then he studied with me a little bit at the university as well. So it's just, it's not the numbers game, and I'm never going to have, a huge studio, but I just really love doing that.
How important is it then to pass that tradition on and make sure that even though it's not the most popular instrument in the world, it's still being played?
Well, that's a really good question. I think there's always going to be people who enjoy it, hopefully, and if they see the capabilities of it and fall in love with it, I am always glad to help them, achieve their dream, whatever that might be, about playing this instrument.
Right. Let's hear something else. What would you like to play now?
Okay, so now I'll play something a little bit different. This is a piece by Russian composer Repnikov, and that's just a fun little piece that explores nice virtuosic capabilities of this instrument, and it's called a capriccio.
Thank you. Marco Patricich on Moment in Sound. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to South Dakota Public Broadcasting Moment in Sound on In the Moment. That's Marco Petrichich on the Bayan. We'll put some pictures online so people can see what that instrument looks like. And but you can see it tonight at the National Music Museum in Vermilion for a concert with Marco at 7 p.m. Central Time. And I know you have to go because you're headed right over to the Muck at USD in the Pit Lounge for a preview show, Brown Bag, right after noon. So I want to say thank you so much for your time and for sharing.
Thank you very much, Lori.
This history and this gift and this wonderful music. So thank you, Marco.
Thanks.